Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Jim McGovern, Massachusetts. Nice to meet you.
Thank you for reminding me.
President, good to see you again. Yes.
You're welcome.
Hi. Jason Crow from Colorado.
Nice to meet you. Adam Schiff from California. Honored to meet you.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky greeted a group of U.S. lawmakers in Kyiv, the first such official delegation to visit Ukraine since the Russian invasion began 3 months ago. While there, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi spoke about security, humanitarian and economic assistance, and eventually rebuilding.
Your fight is a fight for everyone. And so our commitment is to be there for you until the fight is done.
The group then visited Poland in a show of support for NATO. Also on Sunday, Secretary of State Antony Blinken discussed additional military aid with Ukraine's foreign minister. Congress is debating a request from President Joe Biden to authorize $33 billion in support over the next 5 months. Friends, family, and leaders, including the president, gathered in a delayed celebration of the life of former Vice President Walter Mondale, who died last year at 93. Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar worked as an intern for Mondale.
Tell the truth, obey the law, keep the peace. It's what mattered to him as a U.S. senator when he fought for civil rights and fair housing. It's what motivated him as our country's vice president when he insisted on being a true partner to President Carter, deserving of a place in the room where it happens.
President Biden spoke of his 5 decades of friendship with Mondale, calling him one of, quote, the greatest of all Americans, unquote. Former U.S. Congressman and Senator Robert Krueger passed away Saturday at the age of 86. Krueger served 2 U.S. House terms in the late 80s and was appointed as a U.S. senator in Texas, filling the unfinished term of an appointee to President Clinton's cabinet. He also served as a U.S. ambassador twice. As of now, Krueger is the last Democratic senator from Texas. Rallies were held around the globe for May Day, also known as International Workers' Day. In New York, union organizers, workers, and activists called for better working conditions.
If it ain't union, shut it down!
The protesters called out Amazon and Starbucks. Both have been accused of illegal union busting by the National Labor Relations Board. The White House Correspondents' Dinner was back on Saturday after a pandemic hiatus. Comedian Trevor Noah closed his routine with comments on the power of journalism and freedom of the press.
In America, you have the right to seek the truth and speak the truth, even if it makes people in power uncomfortable, even if it makes your viewers or your readers uncomfortable. You understand how amazing that is?
2,600 people attended the annual ritual, affectionately nicknamed the Nerd Prom. I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.